Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The highest performers belong to many groups, but are owned by none. Highest performers belong to many groups, but are owned by none. I reject category. I dislike immensely being lumped into different groups, but I appreciate and understand why it is that we human beings have a tendency to want to see a human being and then file them away into their group identity, or whatever it is. It just helps us to order a very chaotic world and to just make assessments real quick. But I don't like to be lumped into groups. Again, I resist category. I do not consider myself to be part of any one group, and I don't feel represented by any one group. Now, that doesn't mean that you ought not, but I just don't know why you would. So what brings this about? I was watching a YouTube clip or whatever, something on Instagram, something really valuable on social media of some kind. And they were talking about bro culture. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but I imagine that there are people that would probably lump me into that somehow. And how these things sort of catch on and what the point of it is, that's not clear to me. Or if it's even real, or if it's just the internet doing internet type things. But there are certainly no shortage of groups who are thrilled or excited to have me on their rolls and to name me as a member. And when I say me, I mean you. I mean just people in general. Obviously, political parties want to affiliate you with them so that you vote for them, but there's certainly demographics. So you're a boomer. Okay, boomer. Social movements, we're not at a shortage of those these days. I don't know if wokeism would be considered a social movement. I suppose it would be. But certainly, you know, you're standing with Ukraine, or if it's Black Lives Matter, or whatever it is. There's a lot of them, and it's a moving target, and they're always changing and evolving. Certainly, there's corporate cultures. So if you're a Googler, or if you're part of an organization with a stellar reputation, like Zappos was, or whatever, just, you know, IBM, I think IBM Blue or Gray or something like that, you could just tell who these people are. Economic classes, are you part of the 1%? You monster, or you part of the 1%, congratulations. I mean, obviously, people affiliate by religion, which that's if this is something that you want to do, then I think it's awesome. But I thought to myself, well, maybe everybody is like me and they don't want to be lumped into groups. And then I realized, well, that's obviously not true, because the majority of the story of humanity is in-group, out-group. Stranger comes to town. And it makes sense that you'd be wary of a stranger, because back then we didn't have the internet, so I didn't know anything about this person. Now we can find out some information about people just by following them around the internet. But so I guess that makes sense. But I think that most people do like to feel like they're part of a larger group, but we also don't want to be categorized or stereotyped. So it's this interesting struggle, like everything else in life. And there's certainly a distinction between belonging to a group, between choosing to belong to a group, and just lumping me into a group. Groups that I'm selecting myself into, great. That's something I want to do. Versus, oh, George, he's part of bro culture, whatever. He's woke. I don't want to be categorized. I don't want you to make decisions about how I'm thought of. Maybe it's just a control thing. But fundamentally, belonging is an absolute primal need. It's a core human need. Maslow talks about it. We need love. We need community. We need a tribe. And I guess that big distinction is groups that I'm selecting myself into versus groups I'm being lumped into. That's really the big thing. It's kind of like I don't want to be sold, but I love to buy. I think that's exactly what it is that I'm talking about. So being the lone wolf back when we were cavemen and women, that was probably a pretty dangerous thing. And nobody was watching my back. If I didn't find food, there wasn't any food. So that certainly makes sense. Being isolated was not a good thing. And modern times, you know, certainly sports teams, so fandom, social groups, national identity, religious affiliation. But I don't just want to be a non-playable character either. I want to retain a little bit of my individualism with this group identity that I'm choosing to be a part of. I don't want to be stereotyped and say, oh, George is just one of those people. So I don't want to be cast aside and explained away just by some group dynamic. I don't want to be snubbed. I don't want to be passed over just because I'm a white, straight guy. I don't want to receive anything based on my immutable characteristics, frankly. I want to be known for the work that I've done, the work that I'm doing, the effort that I put forth, the impact I've had, the results that I've delivered on. Those are things that I'm interested in being known for and being thought of as. My record of success or failure. I'm proud to stand on all of it. So people want to be labeled or rather belong on their terms, which is what I want, but not labeled without my consent. So I bet people would love, if I were in the Navy SEALs, I wouldn't mind probably being considered to be a Navy SEAL. I wouldn't mind proudly telling somebody I'm a Navy SEAL because that's awesome, but I wouldn't necessarily want to be called a jock because I am an athlete and I'm not a Navy SEAL, obviously. But I wouldn't want to be called that. So it is a paradox. And it's this paradox of my desire to be an individual, but also to be part of a tribe. So social media allows us to be hyper-individualized and to express ourselves. But at the same time, it also pushes us to, you know, be part of movements and hashtags and everything else. It's really interesting. It is really interesting. So we simultaneously are desirous and craving our unique individual identity while at the same time being part of a team or a group or a tribe. So, I think that's really interesting. So some quotes or some thoughts on this from some of our greatest thinkers, from some of humanity's greatest thinkers. Nietzsche talked about the importance of becoming who you are. Become who you are. Kierkegaard, the crowd is untruth. Emerson, insist on yourself, never imitate. Man, I remember reading Emerson when I was in seventh grade. And if that wasn't formative, I don't know what was. So the Transcendentalist movement, I think I very much identify with that, and that stuck with me for sure. So in a lot of ways, Emerson's work, Thoreau's work, and now I've come to become better acquainted with Nietzsche over the past couple of years, and they are speaking my language, so to speak. They're giving language to the way that that I've felt. So we want to belong, but we don't want to be boxed in. I want to be a self-actualized and independent person. And as I become more self-actualized and more independent, I am less apt to want to fall into a certain category. I mean, I think of myself as a multi-layer, multifaceted human being with varied interests and somebody who's constantly evolving and constantly changing. And constantly improving. And so I just, if even if I did desire a category, it would be that. Just people interested in self-actualization. That's really fundamentally it. So, but I also want to be part of groups. I want to be part of communities because I know that are obviously our immediate family, our loved ones, and then our community, these are the people that know me. And I want to be known. I want to have friends and be cared about and to care for others and to engage in reciprocal relationships because that's of immense value to me. And I've derived immense value of that from that over the entirety of my life. So knowing that we are wired for belonging, that we desire connection and community, and knowing full well that I believe that my life is the sum of all the interactions that I have with other people. So it makes me want to be myself, but also be myself on my own terms with others so we can be ourselves together. There you go. But there's a trap there because for too many of us, and probably myself at some point, belonging can easily translate or turn into a surrender. So at some point, we just stop choosing who we are and start adopting the different labels that are handed to us. And instead of me being capable of independent thought, I abdicate that and just toe the company line. And I start parroting the same talking points as everybody else in my group. Does that sound like anybody that you know? Like, oh my gosh, it's like you just pull a string on some of these people back, on some of these people's backs, and the same message comes out. We see that all over the mainstream media these days, don't we? Everybody's saying the same thing and reading from the same script. So
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So I'm not interested in that. And there's so many different labels out there and so many different categories, but those categories can certainly become cages and we feel like we're fenced in. And what started off as a positive, really good, intense feeling of belonging and positivity slowly turns into just this passive acceptance of identity, which is handed down from others. I mean, we're all operating under sets of assumptions and systems that have been around for a long time. We have that in our family group, our peer group, the people we went to school with, the people that we, spend time with and hang out with and do athletic things with and social things with. Maybe I'm at the arts or the culture, or the people that I'm influenced with that I work with or my industry group. Even the algorithms are following us around and sorting things out. They're telling us, in essence, here's who you are, George. Here's how people like you think. Here's how people like you behave. And to that I say, no, thank you. No, thank you. Opt out. But the more, once you start surrendering to those labels, the more you just slowly give away little pieces of yourself, of your sovereignty, of your autonomy, and fundamentally your self-governance. So we want to belong without losing ourselves. So again, highest performers belong to many different groups, but they're not owned by any of them. It is an at-will relationship. I can walk out of here whenever I want. I'm not a prisoner. I'm not a captive. You don't own me. You have no right to me. Just because you think a certain way does not mean that I think a certain way. Not only am I capable of independent thought, I demand that I engage in independent thought. So I can be part of a team. I can be part of an industry group. I can be part of a company. I can be part of a local affinity group, an alumni association, different communities, but I don't have to dissolve into them. I want to retain the full authorship of my identity, and I want to be in those worlds, but not of them. Interesting. So how do I know if I've sort of fallen, if I've been captured by this, if I've been captured by identities, if I've been captured by groups? And am I allowing myself through my complicits to my, through my complicity to fall into these groups? So I think that we just need to recognize, have I adopted, am I carrying the mantle? Have I adopted labels? Most of us don't realize it. But oftentimes also when we're inside the jar, we can't see what the label says on the outside. So just try to recognize what labels that you've adopted. And then take a deep look. Examine. Is this serving you? Is this label serving you? Is it true? Is this the person that you want to be? And if the answer is no, well, then break from it. Separate from it. Detach yourself from the limiting labels or restrictive labels. It's not you. Next, I think that it's important that we be really thoughtful and consciously select what our standard is, what our identity is, who we are, what our code is. I do this because I believe it to be true, not because that's what's written down on the website of the group that I'm a part of. I do this because I say this because I believe it to be true, not just because everybody else says it. I'm engaging in this kind of behavior because I think it's the right kind of behavior to engage in, not because that's what people like me do. I'm reminded about Seth Godin's, one of his, he's probably written 50 books since this one. I think it was This Is Marketing. And the big tagline was, people like us do things like this. People like us do things like this. And I didn't piece it together until right now, but that's what a lot of this is. People like us do things like this. Republicans think this way. Democrats think this way. Conservatives think this way. Progressives, liberals think this way. Oh, I'm a libertarian, therefore I think this way. People like us do things like this. That makes sense. That makes sense. Why it is we want identity. We want to feel like we're a part of something that's bigger than we are. But I just think, and that's all really positive, so long as we're selecting ourselves into that, right? Versus being lumped into it. So then finally, once you've said, okay, yeah, I'm very aligned with the ideas of Christianity. I'm very aligned with the ideas of progressivism. I'm very aligned with the ideas of minimalism, of boot, whatever it is. Like that this fits me. I'm comfortable with this. This is a group that I'm interested in being a part of. I'm interested in engaging in a reciprocal relationship and deepening the local cause or group or community, and potentially even advancing it from a national or worldwide. Who knows? And then it's integrating it, and it's, I think it's reintegrating yourself with a deep understanding, or as deep an understanding as we can, about our personal preferences, our own drives, our own virtues, and just all those things that are most important to us. I just am resisting saying values because it's so kind of beat up, but that we understand what our values are, and we've decided that our values are aligned with the values of this label or thing. And I'm going to be in there, but not simply as a static, non-playable character moving around, but as a fully directed, independent human being. So just fund financially. I'm interested in being excellent. I'm interested in having an impact. I'm interested in doing good work. And I don't think that I can do that inside of somebody else's story. I can't lead while adopting somebody else's identity. So I'm not co-opting just the talking points or the thinking of others. I want to develop my own. I want to be personally responsible. And if I can do that first, then I can belong. I think all too often we just jump into a group because we're aimless or rudderless and haven't made up our own mind, and we're seeking wisdom. We're seeking answers. And we've been unable to find them, or we haven't been looking on our own, and we feel like we can find them there. And that's fine. If that's you, then I'm exploring this and making judgments based on myself. So I think that when you own yourself, you can fully participate in a community without being trapped by it. And that's really where really the power lives. So again, the highest performance belong to many groups but are owned by none. So as you move forward, ask yourself, what labels have you quietly accepted? Which groups have you allowed to define you? And where, if anywhere, are you mistakenly belonging because you have sort of surrendered your own personal search for truth and just adopted the truth of another group? So, what I want is to live authentically as myself and to realize my fullest potential. And a big part of that just means I have to know what's true. I have to make the decisions for myself. I have to decide what's of value. And once I've done those things, I need to live virtuously. And I'm going to do it without your labels. Thank you. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.